That's very tough, man. We came in wanting to win this game like every game. We competed to a high level, I still think. It just slipped away from us, you know, stuff happened.
When you say stuff happens, what are you referring to?
They converted more. They made more plays than we did.
When you see they converted on a fake punt, they converted on fourth and one for like 27 yards. When you see those things happening, what do you think?
Man, of course you're mad. You don't want nobody, especially a fake punt. Defense got a three and out. You just expect them to get the ball back to the offense, and they run a fake punt, get a first down. That changed the momentum of the game, and it happened.
Yeah, how tough was it when they were able to break some tackles in the red zone where you guys are usually pretty stout?
What play are you talking about?
Where their running back Buck Allen ran it in.
That was one time, man. He didn't do too much, I don't think, but it happens. Like I said, we play hard. We hold our heads up. Defense did all right to me. Just got to get back in the lab and get ready for Tennessee. And I'm just trying to get better every year, every game, just better myself and try to help me where I play, help the other guys around me better themselves, and just come out here with a competitive attitude. Just want to win. And competitive come out of me when I'm out down the field. Just go.
JD, injuries are obviously part of the game, but mm-hmm. is it kind of getting a little ridiculous?
On our team?
Yeah, you have Brennan go out. You
know what?
Play and stuff like that.
It's the National Football League. Injuries happen every game. I don't think it's been one game this season when not one player haven't came off the field. You seen that? So injuries happen, man. Next man up. That's why you go get guys that you think can play. That's why they put together a roster like they put it so we can get guys to step in and play big minutes.
You're at the top of the league in tackles for loss. I'm in the top 10 for sacks across the league.
Okay.
I know you lost. If you could focus on that for a minute, is there anything left that surprises you about yourself, or what you're accomplishing at this level?
What I told you a couple years back.
Tell me again.
All right, then. I ain't talking. I'm just trying to show up and play. I got a good group of guys here. My coach has put me in the right situation to win. I'm just going out there playing hard, trying to be aggressive every play.
I'm old. I don't remember what you told me two
I
years ago.
I can't remember you. I don't remember. So don't sleep on me. Didn't I tell you that? I was going to wake up a lot of people. But like I said, we got a lot of five games left. Trying to win them five and see what happened.
After what you've done, I can't imagine anybody sleeping on you, JD.
Yeah, I know, right? They used to, but it's all right. Got to keep competing at a high level. Get ready for Tennessee. But we'll be all right. Got to bounce back somewhere.
Do you think this defense has gotten better as the season's progressed?
Oh, for sure, man. We competed. Early in the season, we was giving up a lot in the run game. It's like the first team that hit 100 yards in the last, 4 weeks? 3 or 4 weeks? And one of them was from, you know, 4th and 1, they did a flip, scheming us. But it happens. Like I said, I ride with this defensive unit. No matter who's out there, I know they're going to play hard. And that's the way we coach, and that's the way we play. So no matter who's out there with me, I'm depending on them guys, they depend on me. Just come out there and play hard and aggressive. And that's what we did tonight, even though it didn't go our way. I still think we competed at a high level.
Thank you.